The threat of new species finding their way into the Great Lakes is daily, according to the United States director of the IJC. Dennis Shornack says the worst of these overseas species is just outside of Lake Michigan, blocked only by an electrical fence in a Chicago waterway.
Summer has seen a great deal of media attention to the Asian carp in the upper Mississippi that can leap more than 8 feet into the air, and a fish in Maryland that can even crawl on land. The attention is very well deserved because invasive species are the single largest cause of species change in the Great Lakes region.
Shornack says once species like the zebra mussel and the sea lamprey get into the Great Lakes, they can't be removed. He says Congress and Parliament must find ways to keep exotic species out.
Impacts have been severe in the Great Lakes from the zebra mussel and the sea lamprey, two very well-known invaders. Well-established invaders, and the number of invasive species continues to rise unabated. In fact, we're at an average of about one new invasive species in the Great Lakes Basin every year.
The exotic species swim their way up the St. Lawrence Seaway or rivers, or hitch a ride in ballast of cargo ships from the Atlantic Ocean. New legislation is expected to be introduced next week in Congress to pay for ways to prevent other exotic species from entering the Great Lakes. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.